Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So tonight we return to our series focusing on the common table prayer, which starts with those words, "Come, Lord Jesus." If you were here last week, you may remember that I said that there were a number of versions of this prayer, but the one thing they all have in common are the words, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest." And that's significant for many reasons, not the least of which is the central focus on intentionally welcoming Jesus to be present with us. Last week, as they were leaving church, someone said to me that they really appreciated the sermon and that it made them think about the prayer in a much different way. Now, I have to admit, when people say something like that, it often makes me take a little mental pause. It happens to me sometimes, especially when people make a comment about some particular thing that I've said in a sermon. It normally makes me wonder, did I say it right? But often it makes me reflect on what I said and what I was trying to communicate. It gives me some time to hear what God wants me to hear in the words that He's given me to speak. And as I reflected a bit, the thing that I thought about was the fact that when we pray that prayer, we're not so much asking God to be with us. We know that He's already with us. He's already there in that very moment, just as He promised, "Where two or three are gathered, there am I also." But intentionally inviting Him should remind us of His constant presence in our lives at all times. And that kind of thinking also comes into play tonight as we focus on the next words, "your gifts." Now, before I go any further, I have to acknowledge the elephant in the room. If you've been a Lutheran for a while, or if you've visited other Lutheran churches or the homes of other Lutherans, particularly in various parts of the country, you've probably been caught up in what's possibly the most controversial portion of this prayer. You see, there are at least two groups of people who pray this prayer, and they've been at loggerheads for generations. There's the Theesers and the Thysers. Whenever I pray, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed," someone will invariably wrongly say, "thy gifts," and throw off the cadence. That was tongue-in-cheek. I probably offended half of you, and you can talk to me later about that. It is rather funny, though, how adamant some can actually be about that. So I've about come to the conclusion that the way we need to resolve this is not by praying "these gifts" or "thy gifts," but "these thy gifts." And then we'll all be on the same page. So to avoid this ongoing feud tonight, we're not using either of those variations. Instead, we pray, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let your gifts to us be blessed." So now no one loses, no one's happy, but such it is with compromise. But seriously, we're using those two words, "your gifts," tonight because we want to emphasize the fact that the things that we receive at our table truly are gifts and that they come to us directly from our loving and gracious God. It probably happens with you, it happens with us, when we get invited to someone's house for dinner, we'll sometimes ask, "Is there anything we can bring?" And the answer is usually no. But sometimes the host or the hostess will say, "Well, why don't you bring a salad or a dessert or something like that?" And even if they say no, you don't need to bring anything, we've got it in hand. Sometimes you'll probably pick out a bottle of wine or some sparkling cider or some other little treat to remind the folks who so graciously invited you into their home, that you appreciate them and their hospitality. But when we invite Jesus, we discover something not really, well, it is unique. Jesus is the sort of guest who never turns up empty-handed. He always comes to us with gifts, and those gifts are always good. In the section covering the Lord's Prayer in the Small Catechism, Martin Luther gets a little carried away trying to answer this question, what is meant by daily bread? He writes, daily bread includes everything. And he's right. Scripture is clear about this. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Or, he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Or as he said in the book of Acts, in him we live and move and have our being. Everything we have, everything we are, comes to us as a gift from God. Even if you're only talking about the supper table. Luther wrote, daily bread includes everything needed for this life, such as food, well, that's obvious, and clothing. It's not really food. It's not really, well, you got to have clothing at the table, but it's not really something that you would normally serve at a table. Home and property, and work and income. Someone once came up with a Bible class illustration that involved a single loaf of bread. The class leader held it up and asked, if this were the only thing we asked for when we prayed, give us this day our daily bread, what does it take to get a loaf, one loaf of daily bread to your table? Have you ever really thought about that? What does it take to get that one loaf of bread to your table? A lot. That's like Luther saying everything, right? But what are some of the things that need to be done?
Somebody's got to make it.
Somebody's got to make it. Henny Penny, we remember that story, right? Yeah, getting the grain and grinding the flour and anything else?
The plastic that it goes in.
Oh, the plastic. Well, got it. Not very environmentally sound. Somebody's got to drive to the stores. Farmers. I mean, if you sit down and really think about it, there's a lot of stuff. In that class, the discussion went to farmers and fields, seed and soil, rain and sunshine, tractors and combines, trucks and trains, millers and bakers, ovens, pans, electricity, and finally a whole economy which makes it possible for us to earn money so that we can purchase this one loaf of bread. And the teacher ended by saying, and we haven't even put anything in the bread yet. Imagine what we'd have to say if we wanted to make a sub sandwich. See, that's where Luther was coming from. Daily bread includes everything needed for this life, such as food, clothing, home, property, work, income, a devoted family, an orderly community, good government, favorable weather, peace in the land, health, a good name and reputation. Can't have a job if you don't have that. true friends, neighbors. And we could certainly add to that list. It wasn't too long ago that we celebrated Thanksgiving, our once a year annual opportunity to count our blessings and recognize them all as gifts from God. And if there's any time it's obvious that our Lord, who comes to our table as a guest and doesn't come empty-handed, is Thanksgiving. But he doesn't just come to our table. Jesus comes into our whole life. At Christmas, some of the gifts we enjoy include the good cheer that people seem to be able to come up with at this time of year, if at no other time. An atmosphere, at least in word, of peace and goodwill, which Christmas seems to generate. And our response of giving and receiving, of being guests and welcoming them. But all of these are just the surface. They're just the trappings. These are good gifts for sure, but they don't tend to last very long, often only for the season. But you see, Christmas itself is God's gift to us, as the Father gives us his Son. In Jesus, God gives us what we need the most, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through Jesus Christ. And the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Or you have been saved through faith. This is not your doing. It's the gift of God. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. And why did God do this? For God so loved the world that he gave. The sermon tonight's been a lot of lists, a lot of things, one after another, but that just emphasizes that when we pray, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest," Jesus never comes empty-handed. And quite honestly, the lists tonight don't begin to cover all that God gives us. So maybe Luther said it best when he wrote, "What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything. Because everything we have, every single thing, is God's gift to us." That's worth remembering. Amen. Please rise.